from JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
I mentioned very briefly the Bank of England unanimous vote there, but the Fed's been in action, the Bank of Japan's been in action. It's Central Bank Day.
Oh, look, there's just central banks everywhere, you know, just tie-ho, stop it all of you guys. Who do we have? We had Bank of Japan earlier this week, Governor Kuroda. He stayed very firmly in easing mode. That is sort of kind of decoupling from the other central banks, actually. A lot of the other central banks moving away from their accommodative stances, but he's going to maintain extremely low short and long-term rates for an extended period of time. They did tweak their policy around sort of where they're trying to target the bond rates a bit, and that's pushed bond rates up around the world, actually, over the course of the week. Then you had the Federal Reserve. No one was expecting a change there. It was all about the language and the signalling. They did change some words in their post-trading statement. They changed their assessment of economic activity from solid to strong. Well, 4.1% move in quarter two GDP will do that. They tweaked the language around inflation as well. They're staying out of the trade tariff argument too. Yep, and then overnight, there was almost overnight we had the Bank of England, and booyah, up go the interest rates in the UK. Unanimous decision by the Monetary Policy Committee to raise the benchmark interest rate to 0.75, highest rate they've had since the GFC. Was widely expected. They said it's now time to tame inflation rather than supporting jobs growth. So lots of central bankers up to the plate.
Indeed, and it looks like Trump is going to double down on China, so we're going maybe from 10 to 25%.
Yeah, look, we thought, just when you thought there was a bit of a softening in his stance. Now, remember, you had that meeting with Juncker, and it seemed sort of conciliatory. Well, don't get sucked into that. He's asked his trade team to look at more than doubling the proposed tariffs on $200 billion of imports from China. They were looking at proposed tariff level of 10%. He wants that at 25%. Look, this won't take effect until September. There's still a consultation period. He's getting a bit of backlash at home, actually, now, about domestically about these trade tariffs. I think the trade war specifically between the US and China gets worse before it gets better. And there's a couple of senators now trying to introduce a bill that would restrict the president's ability to use the national security rationale to introduce more tariffs. And that did knock share markets. Actually, the Dow Jones opened up sort of, we had triple digit losses at the open of this trading session. It has recovered, though.
Okay. And then old Elon got on the phone yesterday and said, oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Still burning money, though.
It all just feels a tad scripted,
yep,
doesn't it? I mean, you know, we had that famous earnings call after the last quarterly numbers where he got kind of, he got grumpy, he kind of lost the plot. Well, we've got new Musk now. This is the new Musk. Occasionally I go into work and I'm the new Andrew. Well, we've got the new Musk. It's being hailed as the most valuable call ever. He apologised. He let the two analysts that he was particularly harsh to have the first couple of questions. He was contrite. He was apologetic. He apologised to the Sanford Bernstein and said he was impolite. But actually, look, a few of the big shareholders have been on his back too over the last few weeks. I actually met one of these big shareholders in Scotland, and they've sent him a letter. They've also publicly come out and very gently said perhaps he should focus on execution. Yep. But look, it has worked. I mean, the share price is up 14% overnight. So, yes, he's still losing money. He's just not losing quite as much as people thought he was going to. And he's still saying he's going to be profitable.
All righty. Well, bring on that day. Now, what are the numbers this Friday?
Well, Dow Jones is currently sitting at 25,336. So it started off in the red and has come back into the green. Just the S&P 500, 2828, up 15. Very good day in the NASDAQ, Mike. We had that $1 trillion mark for Apple. They needed to get just over $207 on the Apple share price to become a $1 trillion company. They got there briefly. So Apple's going well. Tesla's up. That means the NASDAQ is up over 1%, up 88 points at 7795. The UK market didn't really like that interest rate rise. That share market fell 1%. The FTSE 100, 7575, down 77. The Nikkei, they lost 1% yesterday as well, down 234 at 22512. And the Chinese market also down 2%, so all looking a bit rocky there. Down 572768, the ASX 200, 6240, down 35, 0.5%, and we were down 10 points yesterday on the NZX 50, 0.8849. The New Zealand dollar's a bit weaker this morning, Mike, against the US 0.6748, against the Aussie 0.9150, against the Euro 0.5817, against the pound 0.5177, against the yen 75.34, gold 1,212, Brent crude $73.61.
Have a fantastic weekend. Thank you for the week, Andrew Kelleher, as always, at JMI Wealth. Get hold of him and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.